and Sundays.
Good morning. It's 7:51.
A gunman has assassinated the Yemeni chief of security at the U.S. embassy in Sana'a, the capital city. The attack comes as Yemen's U.S.-backed government is waging an offensive against al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the most dangerous offshoot of the terror organization. Al-Qaeda has also been linked to the attack in Benghazi, Libya. Joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. Is this another indication of al-Qaeda's work?
Al-Qaeda's projecting itself, and we knew that they would. They said they would. They've been working on this in Yemen for years. The guy's name is Qasem Aklani. He was in his early 50s. He'd been training and working with U.S. intelligence and security and law enforcement forces and security forces for years. He was well-versed in how things work, who should do what emergency procedures should be in place, and basically was the link between diplomatic security and the Libyan, or rather the Yemeni government. This was, for al-Qaeda, a big target and something they probably have been working on based on the folks that I've been talking to for a good while.
Now, this is a little different from the Libya situation in that the person who was killed is not a U.S. national. But would the U.S. be responsible for this guy's security at any point?
Well, he's a Yemeni. And when you start talking about embassies, the real responsibility lies with the host government. Whoever the host government is, their forces are essentially responsible. Of course, the U.S. does coordinate security, but they are the ones at the end of the day that are responsible for it inside these embassies.
Now, if we've seen al-Qaeda trying once again to rear its ugly head in our world, can we also expect to see more efforts on the part of the U.S., perhaps with drones, to go after al-Qaeda?
There's no doubt about it, especially in Yemen. They've been active with drones in Yemen. And who knows what happens in Libya, but let's be clear about what's going on. The cascade of events on September 11th that led to the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others in Libya started many months before in Libya. Al-Qaeda knew that it had an opportunity because of the Libyan uprisings that led to the death of Muammar Gaddafi, the former dictator, was an opportunity for them. So they began to recruit people, look for weapons. They began to put plans in place, and they began to wait and do something that al-Qaeda is known for, patience, wait. And the key factor here is a guy named Anas al-Libi, who is on the 10 most wanted list of al-Qaeda top operatives. He's a Libyan connection. He'd never been accounted for. So they knew what they were doing, and this is just another example of al-Qaeda's patience.
If the U.S. embassy in Yemen is more vulnerable, partly because of its proximity to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, has security been beefed up there?
Yeah, it has. And it's interesting. This embassy is probably unlike any other in the world today when it comes to security attention. Specifically, we know Iraq is a huge complex, but this is a different kind of scenario, different kind of place. Yemen may soon, if it hasn't already, replace Pakistan as the most dangerous place in the world. And this may be a good reason why that change happened.
You know, we wonder about insiders turning coats here, as we have seen in Afghanistan. Could the same thing be happening in places like Libya and Yemen and perhaps other locations where American embassies and consulates are located? Do we have to take a second look at the people we're working with?
The folks at diplomatic security are definitely doing that. And I just want to say something very quickly about that. The folks that work diplomatic security, I've gotten the chance to meet some of these people over the last few years. And these people have done what they're supposed to do. They are out there on the front lines every single day, putting their lives on the line for U.S. diplomats. They knew that there were problems. They asked for resources. In some cases, they got some. In some cases, they didn't. They found themselves caught between a financial and a political roadblock at this point. But the folks in diplomatic security are out there every single day doing what needs to be done to protect these embassies and people. And what they're up against in the near future is very difficult, but they're doing a phenomenal job.
All right, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.
Money News, sponsored by Baker Tilly.